The chaotic aftermath of a major attack deep inside Israel, the third in just a week. This was Bnei Brak, a densely populated ultra-Orthodox town east of Tel Aviv. Mobile phone footage showed what had happened minutes earlier. An attacker on the street, two apparent victims already slumped nearby, brandishing a long-barreled gun. A cyclist narrowly escapes with his life before the gunman confronts a driver, yelling at him to stop, then shooting him at close range.
I saw a very difficult situation, a police motorbike that hit a wall and a policeman next to it who was shot. He looked dead. I took over the situation. I checked for gunshot wounds. He'd been injured.
Israeli police say Amir Khoury, the injured officer who later died, was the one who shot the attacker dead. He's been named as Dia Hamasheh from near Jenin in the occupied West Bank, reported to have been working illegally at a construction site in the area of the attack. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett convened an emergency security meeting, then warned of a new wave of terror.
This is a great and complex challenge for the army, the security agency, and the police that requires the security establishment to be creative and for us to adapt ourselves to the new threat and read the telltale signs of lone individuals, sometimes without organizational affiliation, and to be in control on the ground.
Last Tuesday, in the southern city of Beersheba, a resident of a nearby Bedouin town killed four people in a car ramming and stabbing attack before himself being shot dead. An Israeli court had previously convicted him on charges of supporting ISIL. On Sunday, two Palestinian Israelis opened fire on a street in Hadera, north of Tel Aviv, killing two security forces members before they too were shot dead. Again, Israeli authorities pointed to ISIL ideology. That attack was followed by arrests in their hometown, part of a heightened response, including more use of detention without charge, surveillance, and police and military reinforcements. The fear is that this chain of attacks could inspire yet more in an already combustible period.
From Gaza, Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad have hailed this latest shooting, as they had the previous attacks in recent days. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, condemned the killing of civilians and warned of the risks of a further deterioration in stability. Those fears are certainly shared by an Israeli government now dealing with the deadliest week of attacks on its citizens in many years. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.